Well, too long last winter, a fella come to Pumpkin Center and said he was a walking delegate for a labor union. He said everything was union now in order to be successful and quoted the United States as an example. Well, we held a meeting down to the schoolhouse and had a lot of speaking on the subject. Jim Lawson was chairman. Jim said he used to be a union man. He worked for the Union Pacific. Well, sure, we organized a lot of unions, put near everybody joined except me. I thought I'd wait a spell and see how it was going to work. Mother said I joined every fool thing that come along anyhow. Well, we got more labor unions now than you can shake a stick at. Well, when it comes springtime, I had to hire a lot of help to work on the farm, and I had more trouble than a Democrat at a Republican rally. I hired one feller and shot him to plow, and he plowed a furrow across the field and stopped it. I went out and asked him why he didn't turn around and plow back, and he said that wasn't his job, turn the horse around. That was a job of the horse turner union. So I had to hire another fella, go along, turn the horse around. Well, when it come dinner time, none of them would come in to dinner, so I went out and asked them why they didn't unhitch the horse and come to dinner. And they said that wasn't their job to unhitch the horse. That was a job of the horse unhitcher union. Well, when we got to the barn, none of them would feed him. Said that was a job of the feeder union. Well, I come to the conclusion if I was going to get anything done, I'd have to do it myself. So I went out to take in some hay, what the haymaker union had left after they had worked what they called 8 hours. And that walking delegate came out there and told me I couldn't take in that hay. I wasn't a member of the union. Well, I asked him how long it would take to become a member, and he said 2 weeks. Well, I told him I'd like to get my hay in. It looked as though it was going to rain, and I was afeard it'd get spiled. Well, at the first forkful, every darn one of them went on a strike and called me a scab and wouldn't let me work on my own farm. Well, I've got a rifle and a double-barrel shotgun and 2 bulldogs now, and they don't none of them belong to the union. And if that walking delegate comes around my place again, by gosh, he's going to be a running delegate.